This is the flower of faith. It has an interesting name botanically. It's a hibiscus. Hibiscus albo variegatus. So we have the variegated white and red. And the mother named it faith. And of course, this one many of you know from India, Parijat, and mother's name, aspiration. So aspiration and faith brings us here. Each week. And what do we carry back with us? If we carry peace, well, that's wonderful. If we carry joy, that's wonderful. And if we carry love, that's even more wonderful. So let us tonight, because I prayed that two people would be here tonight, and my prayer was answered. And how many people are new? May I see a show of hands? First time? Quite a few. Okay. So we ask you, new people, we sing four ohms. And we don't sing in the old way of Om, but we aspire to become instruments for a new music to descend through our collective body, helping in the transformation of the earth and humanity and the healing of the earth. I say we don't sing Om in the old way because we come here to be instruments for the divine to sing through us. All the music until the Om choir has been a prayer to the divine. Beautiful prayers in all languages of the world. And many, many composers of our day, most in the Christian faith, are catching something of that music. Maybe it's just a few phrases. Maybe it's just a quick descent that enters them, and the music is beautiful. Here, we are not the composer. Composer is up there, and the director is up there, and we are the instruments with these frail human bodies. I was reading a mystic the other day who lived in the ashram for some years. His name was Archaka. A brilliant writer and a highly evolved being. And he wrote about death, which was very interesting. He said, I have conquered death. Not death itself, but the idea of death. Because we are eternal. This is not the first time we have met. In fact, years ago, when I went to the mother with my first wife, the mother looked at her and she said, this is not the first time we have met. You have been with me many times before. Many, many times. Imagine that.
To you, she didn't say that.
Huh?
To me?
To his wife. No. No, what she said to me that day was very interesting. She said, you don't want to come to Oroville in a few years? I feel you can do something there. And that was 68, December of 68. It was 9 months and mother called me. no few years. She said, I want you to prepare to build the gardens of the Matra Mandir. So I wrote to her and I said, do you want me to work in landscaping or go to college? Reply comes back, mother says, both. So I had to work during the day, go to college at night. And it wasn't to be 3 years because she sent me a telegram, said, a biento, see you soon. And that was the beginning of my work in Oroville. But I met mother, of course, in 7 years before that, in 61. All right, that's 5 minutes too long. Focus here, focus here, in the mask of the face. If you can put an H in front of the M, and if you can feel a vibration in your lips or even a tingling in your ear, you've got it. You've got the placement correct. All pretty good voices tonight. Getting the pitch. If you feel you're not quite getting it, sing very softly. Okay, ladies, let's get the note. Just ladies. Thank you. when we begin the alms, remember that the divine has given you many notes, notes that you don't even know you have, a huge range of notes. And so when you practice, start from a comfortable low point and work up. You will do that now. So you have the idea of broadening your range, increasing your range, the dynamic range also. So we begin. Who've never met, and suddenly this most beautiful choir, this transcendent sound, go deeply within, and with each note, invoke the grace, invoke the divine force, and we'll do it again.
Oh.
it without thinking. Leave the mind out there and just let it happen. Dissonant, but the longer we hold it, the more we will feel the harmony coming through that dissonance. So, descending into this whole body, into this collective soul. For truly, we have been together before, many lives, preparing for this one, which is so critical to the future of the world. Because it is the time of Kalki in the supramental, and its establishment in the earth by Sri Aurobindo and Mother is changing the entire world every second. Beauty shall descend. Love shall conquer. And peace shall be. When we begin, the voice will begin somewhere, and it will be supported by the collective voice. Anyone can begin. And there are no wrong notes. A descent will take place, and as a collective body, we will feel that descent, and then there will be silence, and some uplifting words will be read before the next Om. There are no wrong notes.
Hearken yet. No state was ever more precarious than that of man when he was separated on earth from his divine source. Above him spread the hostile frontier of the usurper, and at the gates of the horizon watched gaolers armed with flaming swords. Then, since he could not climb any more to the source of life, the source sprang up within him. Since he could no longer receive the light from on high, the light shone forth at the very center of his being. Since he could not commune with transcendent love, that love made a holocaust of itself, gave itself as an offering, choosing each terrestrial being, each human ego, as its dwelling place and its sanctuary. That is how, in this matter, despised but fertile, desolate but blessed, each atom contains a divine thought. Each being carries in himself the divine inhabitant. And if nothing in all the universe is so frail as man, nothing likewise is so divine as he. Verily, verily, in humiliation is found the cradle of glory.
Oh. Beautiful, doubtless, was the song of the primordial sphere, rocked on the bosom of immensity. But how much more beautiful and triumphant is the symphony of the constellations, the music of the spheres, the immense choral filling the heavens with an eternal hymn of victory, the supreme discovery.
Thank you. diamond on the invisible stair of sound. Music not with these few and striving steps. Aspire that wander upon trained set strings. But changed, it's ever new, uncounted notes. In a passion of unforeseen discovery, and kept its old unforgotten ecstasies, a growing treasure in the mystic heart.
Thank you.
or turned to ore without reserves recoil, a single ecstasy without a break. Love was a close and thrilled identity in the throbbing heart of all that luminous life.
Thank you.
every atom in this room is pulsating with Om. The atoms that have formed the floor, the walls, the ceiling, are singing Om. And that vibration is in each of us. Take the name and keep it safely. Hold on to the name.